Rob, this year, tree planting applications are open for 2022 in the Cochrane District for people to plant trees on their property. What goes into the application process if someone wants to go ahead and put some trees on their property?
Yeah, so really, we're looking for sites, you know, primarily old abandoned farm fields. You know, we're trying to create new forests with the 50 million tree program. So as long as a landowner has got a minimum of a hectare of land available to put trees on, again, open area, not previously treed, you know, the commitments are for them to contact our office, get their name in the hopper to get lined up for next year for 22. We then get our local planting partner that comes out and assesses the site, determines to ensure that it's eligible, figures out the best species for the site, talks to the landowner what their objectives are, lines up the whole thing, gets the stock ordered, oversees the tree plant, and do follow-up monitoring from there. So it's a full-service professional tree planting program that's provided. The costs are significantly less because of our great donors that we get and certainly the federal government support for the program. So we really try to keep those costs down for the landowner. So we're really focused on just getting more and more forests, new forests established across the landscape.
So how many trees normally on average does a landowner normally plant in their area?
So, you know, it's you've got some, you know, your landowners up there have pretty nice, good-sized sites. So, you know, anywhere from 5,000 to maybe 10,000 trees per site or bigger. Again, it just depends, you know, and what we're seeing is a lot of those folks that might have abandoned farm fields that no longer are looking to do any kind of agricultural on that particular area want to get it back into trees. And so, you know, it really does vary, but it's usually the minimum size is around just a little less than 1,000 trees. And the bigger the site, the better it is, you know, a lot more productivity if you get those big sites. And certainly we really appreciate those landowners that want to get trees back on their landscape.
And how long does the application process take? Would they know pretty quick, within inside a year, or is this something that gets to go pretty quick?
Yeah, no, it's so, you know, you get the information in, location and all that type of thing. We try to get our local planting partner out relatively soon to see the site and, again, have that connection, the contact with the landowner. What is really great, like if we can start getting landowners lined up right now for next spring, if the site requires any kind of site prep, you know, that can be done this fall in preparation for next spring. So the more things we can do ahead of time to get everything lined up, get the site plan put in place, again, potentially do site prep for next spring and get the trees ordered, you know, all those things. It's all about the planning. And the more planning we can get done ahead of time, the better, all to get trees planted for 22.
And also, you guys have really done a great job in terms of planting trees in the Cochrane region, correct? Like the numbers you guys have set have said record numbers this year. That's pretty impressive.
It is. You know, we've got, like 300,000 trees that we got planted in just this past spring, which is record. We've got a total for the region of about 517,000 trees. So, you know, and it's so gratifying to see how much interest there is in landowners to get new forests established. You know, certainly people, well, the world recognizes the importance of trees and forests and fighting climate change and addressing biodiversity. Certainly up in your area, of course, you know, we've got a lot of crown land, a lot of crown forests, some of the best managed forests in the world here in Ontario on our crown lands. And so we're focused, of course, on the private lands and getting new forests established and for all the values they provide, and including addressing climate change and potentially future wood supply, too, you know, for the mills in the area that depend on the wood coming off of crown and sometimes private land for their mill survival.
Wonderful. So real quickly, how does someone go about getting an application, getting it into you guys? What do they need to do?
Yeah, they can call our office, and all our coordinates are on the website at forestontario.ca. And you know, there's an online application process there that they can put details into. and we get it rolling.
What?
And, you know, again, try to get our PDA, our local planning partner out as quick as possible to meet with the landowner and assess and figure out things for next spring.
Wonderful. Anything else that we need to mention around, Rob?
Yeah, no, Dennis, that's great. Greatly appreciate the interest and certainly the interest of the landowners in your area. Like I said, the more forests that we can get, new forests that we can get established, the better off we're going to be in the long run.
Wonderful. Do we know how many landowners, it says you guys were 300,000 trees were planted. Do we know how many landowners that represents? Or
For last year, I think we're probably, I think it was eight planting sites in the region.
Okay.
So some pretty good sized properties, you know, and down and certainly, you know, again, usually larger sized properties up in the Northern Ontario area, Southern Ontario, we're down to, you know, 1-2 hectare sites. So we really do appreciate, you know, those big sites. That's a lot more efficient to get those planted and get that new forest established.